In terms of the staging studies, though, I think we need to have further investigation to see what the yield will be in that group.
In general, do you do staging studies in high-risk patients?
Yes.
What specific studies?
I do a bone scan and imaging of the pelvis, either a CT or an MRI. If the PSA is over 20, if the Gleason score is 4 plus 3 or higher, so not the classic 8, but 4 plus 3, or if the PSA had changed by more than 2 points in the year before diagnosis.
So, you know, my take on that case was that about half of the audience, which was primarily radiation oncologists, either knew about this trial and agreed with it or knew about it and disagreed with it. But half the group thought the patients were high risk and would do screening and half didn't. And I guess that also ties into the kind of management that they recommended. Can you talk about sort of what your management would be and what you saw here in the responses?
So in the responses, about half of the group recommended either radiation to a standard dose, at least 70 gray, and hormonal therapy, or just dose-escalated radiation. And then the rest of the responses were all over, you know, small minorities. The choice I would have chosen for this gentleman would be concurrent with the fact that I think he's high risk, would have been choice two, which is conformal radiation to at least 70 gray and the addition of hormonal therapy. And I would use 6 months of hormonal therapy in a case like this. Recognizing that these men have not been studied in randomized trials to date because PSA velocity is a new construct. However, they behave exactly like the guys who have been studied to date who are high risk in terms of their cancer death. And so it's an extrapolation, but I feel that if they have the same death rate as a guy with a Gleason 8, we should treat them like a Gleason 8.